All right, well, we're talking to PCM State Cross Country Qualifiers Paige Steenhook and Tiffany Koontz following Thursday's state qualifying race in Williamsburg. I'll ask you both kind of about that race, and then we'll talk about state here in a sec. Paige, I'll ask you here first, I guess, what were your thoughts on how Thursday's race went that got you to state?
It was a very, very good race. It was a very competitive race because going into it, we knew the competition was going to be tough, and numbers honestly didn't show that us personally could go, but it was honestly such a good experience, and the race was awesome. The weather turned out to be really nice, and it was good to be there, like, with the team.
Absolutely. Now, Tiffany, you and Paige were kind of right next to each other the entire race, right up towards that front of the pack, I guess. From your perspective, just how did things kind of go there?
We were in the more in the front than I thought we were going to be in the beginning, because we were saying how it was going to be hard to make it as an individual. But then when we were running, I was like, oh, we're, like, up there. So then I just, like, kept running and, like, tried to stay in the top 15, and it happened.
Absolutely. Well, that's one thing that Coach Carr has kind of talked about here this whole season. It's not necessarily about the times. It's about competing. I guess from that perspective, you were able to obviously stay in the top 15. That's kind of been your idea the entire year, right?
Yeah, exactly. Going into each meet, we honestly just didn't worry about times. Like, obviously we want to run the best we can, the fastest time we can get, considering, like, the odds of the meet and stuff like that. But going into state, we don't even worry about times, because if you look at our times, you psych yourself out about comparing yourself to others. So we just went into it just knowing what our goal is, which is obviously state. So just going into it with an open mind and just running as hard as you can, and just running in the race and being in the moment is so much better.
Absolutely. Well, you qualified for state at the same spot last year. I guess, did that play into your favor at all, you know, running at the same place twice?
I really do like that course a lot. And so knowing we were going back there, I was kind of excited, because I was, like, kind of, like, mentally prepared to what it was going to be like. But honestly, like, after having a successful season last year, I had a lot of high expectations for myself. So going there with the team and, like, knowing they're there for me, it was, like, huge with me and, like, my coaches, because I was, like, super stressed out about it. And, like, going with the other girls, I knew the competition would be good, but I was just really happy that Williamsburg was the place we went, because our team has ran well there in the past.
Awesome. Tiffany, I'll ask you this. Obviously, the team unfortunately didn't make it to state, but, you know, you being a freshman, you get to help represent PCM at the state cross country meet. What does that mean to you?
I think it's crazy that only being a freshman that I made it to state this year.
Paige, so you, of course, made it as a freshman last year and are back here this year as a sophomore. What does it mean for you to have that experience still being one of the younger runners at this race?
It does help having a year under my belt and knowing that I can go there and represent the team and do it with a teammate is awesome, because, and, like, going into it is having an idea of what it's about. Last year I had no idea, but this year I'm super excited. I know the course, and I kind of know what it's all about now, and to be able to do it with a teammate this year is awesome.
Absolutely. Well, and I guess that being said, you know, what is the course like? What are, you know, I guess, have you kind of talked to each other about, you know, some things to, you know, look out for on the course, you know, that kind of thing?
Yeah, we definitely talked about it. I'm helping her out a little bit just so she doesn't go in completely blind. But yeah, I've helped her, and coaches have helped us, and it's just a good experience to be able to do it together and work out together before the meet.
Tiffany, I guess, what does it mean for you, you know, going in as a freshman to have someone with you that's been there before?
I think it's cool, so that she's, like, with me and, like, just, like, I look up to her a lot, so her just there with me is, like someone to, like, look up to.
So, I guess, Paige, I think you were, what, 44th last year at the state meet? I guess, what are your thoughts on, you know, the competition you're going to be facing at this year's state meet? Where do you think you might stack up this time around?
My goals this year, honestly, just to do better than last year and just improve on my times. Just because I know the course, it's the same course, and I just have a set goal for myself just to run faster than last year and just improve, like, as an individual, just to go into it, just so I have a little bit of goals, because state is a full meet that you just don't know a lot of people. So just going into it and just wanting to do best for yourself is important.
Well, and speaking of not knowing a lot of people, I'm sure there's probably some people that are going to be there this year that you maybe remember from last year. I mean, is that the case? Have you kind of looked at the field, like the other runners, as far as, you know, the competition you'll be facing?
Yes, we're our districts where this year actually had a lot of our top-ranked runners in 2A. So we'll go in and we'll recognize a lot of them from our district meet that will finish in probably the top 15. which is kind of cool to see and just to watch them and compete against them again. So I know a few familiar names, but a lot of it's just going in and just running against who's there.
Awesome. Well, and Tiffany, I asked Paige the same question, but I guess what's kind of your expectations for yourself, knowing that if you stick with Paige like you normally do in most races, you'll have a pretty good finish. I guess what's kind of your expectations about where you might stack up?
I'm not really knowing what to expect because I've never, I've done a middle school state, but I think it's going to be a lot different for high schoolers. So I'm just going to, try to stay with Paige and just keep running.
Yeah. Well, and Paige, I asked Tiffany this earlier, but I guess for you, you're going back for a second year. Team's not going to be there, but you two are going to be there. What does it mean to represent PCM at state cross country?
It is awesome. After districts and not making as a team, it was not what we expected to be. We were pretty down about it because we really wanted to meet that goal, but knowing that we can do it together and go as a and represent PCM is awesome. Just knowing that we're there for the team and our senior Margo was pretty sad to see that would be our last race considering what we had in mind, but just being able to go and represent is awesome.